steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin, drop it in the collection plate, and Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor and Mrs. Otero began their vacation yesterday, as you may know, and we trust they're on the beach relaxing and enjoying themselves and knowing Pastor. He never takes a vacation from witnessing for Christ, so we assume that that will hold true on this vacation this time. And we pray that we will have a time, or that they will have a time of relaxation and refreshment and return back safely to us. Our God is faithful and has blessed us with a brother in this congregation, skilled in the exposition of the Word of God. And we look forward to our brother, Ramil Yalde, bringing the message from the Scriptures today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the Scriptures to find the answer to the question, is the Roman Catholic sacrament of confirmation biblical? Deacon Victor Laurel will be teaching at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin to activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2, 3, and 4. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him. Continue our worship now with hymn number 22, Ancient of Days.
Yeah.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 297, God Will Take Care of You.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather on Sundays to rejoice in you, to give you the honor and the glory and the praise that is due your name, that we might be fed from the very word of God, that we might be strengthened to live for you. And I pray that each of our decisions will be used to bring honor and glory to your holy name, that every communication that proceeds from our mouth would be as the oracles of God, proclaiming your goodness and your grace, proclaiming our need for you, that you would work a mighty work in us to transform our lives and transform the lives of those we speak with, that your name would be exalted. And I pray, Father, as the word of God goes out today, that you would use it in a mighty way to encourage the hearts of people to follow you and to believe in you, to worship you, that you would be our God in spirit and in truth, in all ways and in all situations, that we might serve you. You are a glorious God, and there is none who can compare with you, but your name is exalted, and you are holy and perfect. And Father, I do pray for our pastor and his wife as they are in Mexico, that you would bless them with your divine protection, bless them with the words of wisdom to communicate with those around them concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for your hedge of protection to be upon Joby and Dana, upon Romy and Elenita Noriel as they are traveling, that you would bless them with your divine protection and encourage them to communicate of you. We lift up to you our missionaries that are throughout the world, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru. He's here with us this week, Lord, and we pray for you to bless him as well. For Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, lift them up and strengthen them to communicate your word in might and in power to follow you, that you would grow them and expand them to your service. We also pray for those that are near. We pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center as they try to have a medical facility there, that you would bless them with the funds and the personnel that they need for that. Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Motorsports Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena. Lord, we lift them up to you and pray for your hand of grace and mercy, for you to walk with them each step of the way, that they may serve you and praise you And Father, we also thank you for the funds that you give that we may continue this ministry, reaching the gospel, reaching out to the world and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that lives would be changed, lives would be brought in accordance with your will, and that there would be newness and freshness of life. We thank you, Father, that you are ever present with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 81. We will be reading Exodus chapter 13, verses 20 through 22. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Exodus chapter 13, 20 through 22. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the written record of your mighty works. We thank you that that record doesn't change, even as you do not change. By faith, we are secure in the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ goes before us, our guide, and leads us through the present life until we see him face to face. We're confident he will never leave us, he will never leave us or forsake us because he said so. We may take this every opportunity, we pray, to be his witnesses to a fallen world. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and brother, Ramil Yalde. Bless him as he comes to bring the words of life from the scriptures. Give us understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may live according to every word. That word by your sovereign grace, Father, which was written by the prophets and apostles according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?